Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Doing good. Good afternoon. Big slate tonight. Just going over here. It was 10 games, so it's kind of a lot here, too. So it's doing well. We've been on a nice run in cash games. GBP hasn't been as good as I would like it, but I've been playing mostly cash anyway, so I've been very happy the last couple of weeks with our with most of our calls. I've been doing good.
Yep, it's been a good week. Really learning a lot about the league and starting to, like I said, the numbers are starting to play out the way they're supposed to as players get in the groove, so it's nice. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into things today. As you mentioned, a 10-game slate, so taking a look at Vegas. As always, Vegas is going to dictate some ownership, especially with bigger names. So we've got Toronto up top with an implied total of 3.7. They are on the road at Vancouver. And we've got Carolina and Tampa Bay, implied totals of 3.6. We've got Calgary at 3.5, Montreal and Philly at 3.1, Florida at 3. And then we've got Islanders, Penguins, Vancouver, 2.9. Everybody else is 2.8 or below. At first glance, this is one of those slates where I'm mainly interested in that 2.9 or above mark, which cuts the slate right in half, actually, pretty much perfectly, and that allows me to concentrate on 10 teams.
Yeah, I agree. And like goalie seems like a lot of teams at the top. It's hard to play. Like I'm struggling playing Tampa. The way their lines are, we struggle playing Calgary, even though they have a 3.5 implied because I just can't seem to get them right. The scoring comes from every which way. Carolina kind of the same way. So, I don't know. I like to, as we're talking, I'd like to find some plays out of these teams. I think obviously Toronto's the way they go. They may be chalky, but as just we start with center, I think, once again, I think AM34 is the way you go. Matthews, we need to build around him again. He's the man. He's your clear center with the high floor. They're just so good. You know what I mean? You just pay that money, pay for safety, and move on. And to me, my question is, am I going to lock him up with Marner today or go other spots? But I think we start with Matthews, building our lineup, and go on from there.
Yeah, he didn't even score last night. They put up 6 goals. He didn't score, so you'd think, oh man, he had a terrible game. Nope. He still put up 14.8 points without scoring a single point. He had 7 shots on goal and a blocked shot. He's got 4 or more shots on goal in 4 of his last 5 games. You're not going to hold him off the score sheet. I don't think he's gone back. Yeah, he has not gone back to back games all season without at least a point. So he's scoring a point tonight. Vancouver is a disaster, really all around, but especially defensively. So that high implied total, Matthews is going to be chalk.
And he should be more than 8.9. He's a $9,500 player. So debating a little bit was Tavares is back on that top line, top power play. I was even messing around a little bit with the lineups with him and Tavares together, but probably will go lower. But I just think for GPPs, don't be afraid to lock them two together. If you're making multi lineups, because with them together in that top power play, anything can happen.
Yeah, the big thing with Tavares is Nylander's woken up in a big way lately, so that's really helping Tavares because Nylander's on his wings. So, yep, don't mind that play either. I was looking. With my early builds, I was looking at Matthews and then kind of going back to the hot hand with Elias Pettersson, who just keeps coming through, and he's still only 6K.
Yeah, he keeps scoring goals, right? And he's definitely a manageable price. I have him actually as one of the top names on my list. Actually, he's like number 2 or 3 here at center beside Matthews. Anybody else up top? I guess Barkov, I guess, can be in play. The power play unit that he's on with Huberdeau and Hornquist and Ekblad and Keith Yandle, but I don't like anything way up there anyways on center. Malkin, 6'4", he's kind of stepped in that big role. And I mean, Malkin's Malkin, right? I love the line he's with Rust and Gensel. He really hasn't, what he have? He had an assist and a block the other night against Philadelphia. We should be getting more from him. So out of all those guys, you're probably right. EP probably is the safest. I mean, Aho, I struggle using him. I never get him right. He's got all the talent in the world, but I just can't see him use him in cash. He just gets, to me, he just ticks me off. But he has, looks like he is shooting more what I've seen in the last few games. And Carolina is, I think the other top implied team, but more of a GVP play, I think, to me. So maybe it is. Maybe it is EP in Matthews is your top, because I really am not in love with a lot of centers tonight. Not even down cheap. I'm not in love with a lot of guys. I feel like, you know, you have to play Pierre-Luc Dubois. If they mess with those lines, he's now with Eller. He's now with Ehlers and Connor, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's back to listed under center.
So nobody really feel like I have to have on this slate in this position beside Matthews.
Yeah, Matthews for sure. You mentioned Barkov. He does have double digits in 5 straight and 8 of his last 9. So he's been super consistent. 7K.
What's he, 7K?
Yeah, again, I mentioned Pettersson because I'm getting that same type of consistency. He has double digits in 5 straight as well, but he gives you a grand last. They are at home. Toronto did play last night, so that's a bit of a boost for
Pettersson. Yeah, like that call. I may just go there. He's on the – yeah, he's still with JT and Bozer on the power play too, and Horvat and Quinn Hughes. So, yeah, I could definitely dig that for center because there's nobody I feel like I need. I mean, you got Monahan back when Monahan is shooting more. I say it every time you have a podcast. He's always on play with Gouraud. But they got embarrassed the other night, so they may come out a different team. And he's getting 20 minutes plus, but – to me, he's not a cash play. None of these guys, especially Calgary guys, are GVP plays to me.
Yeah, they're beyond frustrating this season. So one guy we've talked about quite a bit this year, JGP, Jean-Gabriel Pageau, came through again, 19.2 last game. So he's certainly in play. He's got double digits in 4 of his last 5. 5,300 against a disastrous Buffalo team. I still cannot believe how bad this Buffalo team is. So there are some options, but it's a little bit shaky. There are some wing value that I trust a bit more.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe Cirelli, but he's not having Cirelli's, a good year. Good spot he's in.
I mean, he's having a good year. He's 12 points in 14 games, but the issue is DFS wise, it's a lot like what we see. It's very tough. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 14 games have been double digits. So you hear me say that a lot. I'm always looking for, you know, you really should, you want to get 10 guys for all of you, 10 points plus for all of your plays. Like, that's just a really simple way to look at it for me. So that's why you always hear me say double digits. It's just a simple way to look at it for me. And he's just a guy who has not been consistently hitting that mark.
No, and that's my problem. Barzell, 6'5", I guess the Sabres are going to be without Omar tonight.
I'd rather just play Jean-Gabriel Pageau if I'm going to play an Islander there.
Well, and if I'm going down that 6'5", I'm just going to go to Pettersson at 6K.
Yeah, yep. And don't forget, especially GPP, Sean Couturier has been insane this year. He's got double digits in 3 straight, 6 of 8, 6 of 10, 6 of 9 total. He's been super good. That top line, which we'll get into at wing, has just been absolutely incredible. All right, let's move over to wing here. I think for me, I'm going right back to Frankie Vatrano here.
Yeah, he's probably. You see, for my value plays, I had a hard time picking like three or four. I didn't want to list, you know, 30 of them because there's a lot of value plays tonight. Vetrano, Palat is only 4-7 on Tampa 1, top power play. But Vetrano, he's getting it done. I mean, and they're one of the top, implied lines today, too. Florida, so what's Petrano's price? 38?
38, yeah. 18 minutes in back-to-back games.
And he's got three straight goals? Yeah, three straight goal games.
Three or more shots in five straight and seven of eight. So he's shooting the puck, and now they put him in that bigger role. So I really like Petrano at that price again still.
Yeah, he's probably my number one down there. Killorn, here's another one. He's at 36. I mean, you feel like he's gonna have a big game on these nights. They're away. They're not home tonight. Here's a guy on power play one on a stamp close line, and he's doing absolutely nothing. I just feel like I'm waiting for one of those nights he's gonna have a big game, but GPP only. I guess while we're down there, my other play is not under 5K range. Palat, which I already said at 4-7. I just think he's too cheap. But
yeah, we've got those Toronto guys. We got to consider Zach Hyman has a goal in three straight for 4-6. Nylander comes in just over that 5K mark at 5-1. He has a goal in four straight. So there are some Toronto guys that are really starting to heat up on these lower lines as well.
Yeah, Nylund is probably one of my top mid plays. I guess since we're going kind of backwards, I guess, on value. so Huberdeau is shooting more than normal. A lot of his shots aren't falling. He's got 3-point upside every night. So what is Huberdeau's price?
He's 5,300.
I mean, too cheap.
24 points in 21 games.
Yep. He's too cheap. And then probably my favorite play is Svechnikov for Carolina. I mean, I don't like the line he's on, the three, but here's a guy
actually, they changed that. They finally moved him this morning. He's
moved up.
He is officially on the top line. They reunited the Schveck, Aho, and Teravainen line, which is a nasty line.
Well, there's my lock because he's the only thing else keeping me back was being on that line with Stahl and Fogel. He's on a top power play unit on the three line. He was getting 17, 20 minutes. To me, 5-9 is a misprice for Svechnikov. So he's my number one. So I would almost rank them like Svechnikov, Nylander, Huberdeau. I like all three of those guys together. If this was a McDavid McKinnon night, McDavid Matthews night, this would be perfect because I just lock three of these guys in my wing and move on.
Yeah. So we do have to keep an eye on Teravainen, and though he is still technically questionable, if he does play at 4.9, he would be eligible. He would be viable as well. He has very good home splits, especially if he's up on that top line. So, yes, keep an eye on those line rushes. If you would get Schveck with Aho and Teravainen, or really just Schveck with Aho and anybody up on that top line, that makes Schveck a very, very good play.
See, I was trying to lock in Marner and Matthews. I'm not sure. There's really not like a real low value that we can lock in there. I think that's like, you know, count on for cash.
I'd rather come off Marner and play a Nylander or Hyman, or because I mean Nylander's red hot right now,
and that's the way it's building. It looks like to me as we're talking, I'm probably going to have to come off Marner. I just feel like I just feel Toronto right now is in another level. They're just so good right now. So you want to piece them tonight.
They might be the best team in hockey.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, I think they're playing the best team.
After
I think they're playing
just,
as.
What they just did to Edmonton to hold Connor off the score sheet three straight games is essentially unheard of. Bringing in like Zach Bogosian and stuff, just what a difference with that team. And they've been doing this without Freddie. I mean, Freddie's been out the last few games. They're just smoking good teams.
They're the best. I mean, especially DFS wise too. I think they're actually one of those teams that's actually a good real life team and good DFS team. So you can't go wrong, especially now that Nylanders rolling, and which is going to definitely help the JT out, Tavares. They're just going to get better here now.
Yeah, no, they're You can, I, and even we got to mention it. I believe Old Man Joe scored a goal last night. So even Joe Thornton coming in at 4-1. No, he picked up an assist last night. I thought they must have changed that. I thought originally he was listed as the goal. It's not pretty, but he does have 11 points in 12 games. It's just one of those situations where it's not really equating to much. DFS wise, he has 3 of 12 games over double digits. So scratch that. I thought he had, I was watching last night, I could have swore he got a goal, but they must have changed it on a tip. So scratch the Thornton call there. One, I did mention Philly 1. Man, this Joel Farabee kid is a superstar, and his price won't move. He's still only 6,300. Same matchup as he just had, and he put up 2 goals in the same exact matchup. I'm interested here again at 6,300 if you land in that pricing range.
Yeah, you know, for some reason he kind of just went over my head because I was looking at JVR, and even though JVR has been playing well, I just think JVR's price is too high for. If I'm paying 7.5, I need more than 9 points from him. You know what I mean? I want 15, 20 points from him for that price, which I don't think anybody up from 7.5 and above is really a must play. So Farabee could actually get locked in as one of these mid-range guys because Kaner's in a tough matchup. I mean, he's matchup-proof, but you don't have to play on tonight because it's a matchup. Stamkos, I still think he needs to be on Tampa 1 before I start using him in cash. Pavelski, though, 6-2 is not too bad. He had a good matchup tonight for Dallas. Columbus is not a really good hockey team. So
Pavelski is another name. I believe, though, I don't think Dallas has scored in
twice 6-2
over 6 periods now as a team.
Getting as bad as Buffalo.
Yeah, it's kind of been kind of crazy. So at home is interesting. If I'm playing anybody in that range, it's playing Farabee. I'm finding $100 to get Farabee. And then Brian Rust. I always love Brian Rust at home. That dude's just a monster. After 4 games on the road, he didn't do anything. He finally returned home and had a 2-point night. So Brian Rust on that top line with Malkin is another play I like a lot.
Definitely. So if you're playing Malkin at center, I would just lock in Rust. So you want to at least lock in 1 or 2 of your wingers with your center. No problem there at all. But I guess Kreider's a good spot.
Kreider's been awesome. Yeah. Hornquist keeps playing good. I mean, I don't mind New York here. Kreider's been scoring a ton of goals.
He has been Buchnevich too.
Buchnevich is in a good spot. Yep. There's some options here at wing. Your boy Nietzsche is still top 6 role, power play 2. He's got points in back-to-back games. I mean, there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys here. I'm not scared to go right back to Drake either. I'm not off the Drake Batherson train. He actually hit the post last game, and he did still pick up an assist. His price has gotten up to the point where he's not a lock for me. They finally got him up to where he needs to be. He's at 4-6, but he still has points in. He's still riding a 8-game point streak here. So certainly don't mind going right back to Drake Batherson.
He's still scoring. Just because he didn't have a goal, but he had an assist. So he's at 7 straight, 11 points in those 7 games.
Yeah, he's been pretty phenomenal. Let me see if I'm missing any other values.
Ryan Carpenter, maybe Anthony Belve. If you want to go down deep, but if I'm all the way down there, I'm going to use for Toronto or somebody like a.
Actually, the Ryan Carpenter, I believe, played on the top power play unit last game. If that's the case,
yep, that's why I have him listed here.
Yeah, he is. Yep, he's still listed there. He is only minimum price. It's not a great matchup, but. He played on that top power play unit last game. He walked away with 1 power play point and 2 goals total. He only played 10 minutes, but he's only 2,500. So that is a viable, just flat out punt that you could certainly consider.
Here's another one. Kapanen I mean, he's only 3-8. He had two goals in Flyers game. So, I mean,
he actually moved up to that. Let me confirm that too. We thought it was going to be McCann, which by the way, McCann didn't play too. Kapanen, who moved up to the top power play unit. So yeah, Kapanen absolutely in play. McCann absolutely in play. Just another one of those slates where what I'm seeing is it makes sense to, you know, grab Matthews in a decent priced center like Pettersson or higher. And then you've got so many of these really strong values. And we're missing some that we won't list that'll be on the cheat sheet because there's that many that you can certainly consider here at wing as really strong values. So utilize that cheat sheet, top six guys, power play one preferably, but you can find some power play two plays as well. This cheat sheet is going to be littered with guys that are values that are very valuable here.
Svechnikov's my lock. That's my play.
All right, let's move over to defense real quick. As always, we got to pay up guys. Yossi or Hamilton, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of Shabbat, even though it felt like he had still put up 9.9 last game, so he continues to be essentially a lock for double digits. So Shabbat's in play as well at 5-6. Adam Fox, Seth Jones, Letang. So there are some pay-up options on the board. Petrie actually has pretty decent games in three of his last four. Are you liking any of these pay-up guys?
No, I guess if you have the money, and I'm not paying up this much, but if you have the money, especially Dougie, because of implied, I love that, especially that Carolina power play tonight. Josie's always in play. I mean, he does have a floor, and I would play Hedman if I'm stacked in Tampa, but probably the highest I would actually go is I like that little bunch show. I like Werenski at 5-2. I just think he's too cheap for his role on the top power play. Rasmus Anderson, I like. And Ekblad if I'm playing that Florida power play, because I like that power play a lot. So there's not a lot of defensemen like I feel like I have to have. I'm probably going down to Boqvist, even though I don't like the matchup. I think Boqvist is still too cheap for running that top power play. I'll probably just roll back to him again and just take my chances with him. It's really, who else? The juice for Detroit is still running the top power play at minimum price. Boqvist up to 3-5. Hate to do it, but I may end up running those two. Probably the highest out of all of them is Ekholm. For Nashville, what's Ekholm has been since he's returning? He's got 4 points in three games and 14 shots. He's playing over 20 minutes. I just don't think Ekholm is getting power play time.
That's nuts. He has four or more shots in three straight.
He's playing really well. So if I had the money, I would probably. And the thing is, Ekholm may be popular too, though. I'm seeing he's starting to get love across the industry, but. It's probably the play in that mid-range.
Letty has a five-game point streak, points in 8 of 10. Letty's certainly in play. He's not putting up a ton DFS-wise because it's mainly assists. But
playing forever.
Yeah, but he's certainly got to be on your radar. He's been playing pretty darn consistent.
Or Fabro. Ekholm's on a power play. Fabro's on about 3-9. He's going to lots of minutes, but no power play. So Ekholm is on the power play, I believe. I was getting Jake my Beans. Nashville defensive mixed up.
Yeah, they've got a lot of them, and they all seem to be on the power play. Is Jake Bean 3-1 should still. I'm seeing him on the top, the second unit with Pesce as well. Actually, they're running both. So if he remains there, he's certainly viable.
Yeah, I could dig Jake Bean.
Yeah, Gardner's out officially.
I think Gardner's gonna be out forever. So being 3-1, I wish his price didn't go up. I mean, his price went up, and now then he gives you a zero on 13 minutes. So you know he's getting 12 to 13 minutes a game. I don't know. So I've been having success and been. And I know a lot of it's been luck, too, is playing these cheap defensemen and pretty much playing for a power play point or goal. I'm probably going to keep rolling it until I go on a bad streak, but I'd probably go as high as Ekholm, but that's me personally. I know most people like to play, you know, 2 6K defensemen or high fives, but that's not me.
Yeah, not really interested in paying up for defense if I can avoid it, for sure. But yeah, that's I'll have to decide on defense here. It's not I like yesterday, even though they didn't have big days, I thought yesterday was easy. Just plug in the two cheap defenders on power play one for high total teams and move on. Allowed me to load up elsewhere. Today's a little tougher. So, yeah, I like the Ekholm call if he's going to shoot that much. I'm not sure that's sustainable for him, but again, if three straight of four more shots is, I mean, that's nice to see. So that tells me that he's in a mindset of, hey, I need to do a little bit more. This team's struggling. So mm-hmm. I need to at least put the puck on the net, which is nice.
He's getting time on ice too, so.
Yeah, and you said it. I mean, I always like Boqvist as long as he's going to be running that top power play unit. You know, you could luck into a 3-1. I mean, he's on the ice with one of the greatest players in the world. So certainly viable there as well. All right, let's move last to our favorite position of goalie. Who are you liking today?
I'm looking at that now. I didn't realize Reimer's out. Reimer's not starting. So I had Reimer locked in. So who will be? Of course, you want to go high. Vaz has been pretty much unstoppable. He allowed me to cash the other night with that shutout.
Yeah, Vaz has 20 or more in 5 of his last 6. This Nedeljkovic, I know I was brutal with his name. He actually has double digits in every game, but his very first start of the year. So he's certainly in play up against Detroit. Detroit has a crazy low total. It's like 2. Literally 2. Buffalo has a super low total as well. So assuming it's Varlamov, Varlamov's got 20 or more in 3 of his last 4. He's been playing well also.
Yeah, that was my next pick is Varlamov.
Insane at home. So if you're paying up, you got some options. I'm not paying like a David Rittich. Pay the extra $100 and get Voss, or, you know, for $100 less, pay Varlamov or Carolina's goalie here. I'm just not playing Rittich against an Ottawa offense that super consistent. But when they're on, I mean, Ottawa has multiple of, you know, 5-6 goals this year. So no thank you on Rittich there.
So I don't see people. Guys in the mid sevens that I feel like I have to have. Tampa scares me with Lankinen. Allen maybe at 7-7. If I may have to go up to Vaz, but then it's as safe I guess as it gets as a goalie. I hate paying that much, but I did the other night. And then roll, you know, a couple. Then you got to find, you know, value play probably in a 3 somewhere. If I'm looking at playing like a Boqvist Ekholm or something like that. So I'd like to get off Vaz and go into mid sevens, but I really don't see Korpisalo maybe against Dallas. Like you said, Dallas only won once in the last 10 games. So
yeah, they have not been good.
Like you said that they've been shut out last 2. So maybe a guy like Korpisalo at 7-4 allows you, of course, this will be the game that Dallas breaks out, allows you a little bit more, you know, value. So we still got to, you know, choose who's going to be your value play tonight. The one guy, you know, between 3 and 4, that who did we say on wing? I was writing down. I had mentioned Palat. Vetrano, right? That was Vetrano. Yep. We were talking. Yep. That was our top value. Okay. There's somebody in there.
If he starts, don't sleep on Matt Murray if you want to punt the position. He has 20 or more in 2 of his last 3. He has double digits in 4 of his last 5. Really, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9 of his 16 starts have been double digits. The issue with Murray is when he gets blown up, he gets blown up. So he has some multiple. He has a -6, a -7, a -2, and a -2 on his log. So it's a risk. But if you don't mind the risk, 7K against a Calgary team that hasn't exactly been great. If you want to punt the position, that's the punt I'm going with.
Would wow, be. that's a funny log. You're right. So he's got all these decent scores. His only bad games are negative. There's no like single digit points there.
Yeah, there's no in between for him. He's either and you can see it. He comes out in the first period and he's either on or it's going to be a really really bad day.
Yeah, I could possibly. So I would probably, if I'm not going all the way up to Vaz, I would see myself either with Murray or Corposalo, I guess.
Yep. So, I've been looking to pay it on all year. I'm not sure. There's just nothing on paper that's a slam dunk, even in that mid range. No. So, if you can pay up, yeah, I would do it. A couple guys we mentioned: Bass, Varlamov, Carolina goalie. I'd really be considering if you can't, then I would really consider taking a shot on a Murray or a Corposalo and just hoping that they can at least come through with a decent day.
Yep, that's what probably the way I'm leaning right now.
Yep. All right, your favorite stacks tonight?
Or
GPP?
I like the Florida power play. Huberdeau, Hornquist, Ekblad, Barkov's on there, right? So I like that. And I like the Tampa power play. I'm not messing with those Tampa lines, but I can dig going in there with getting Stammer up there. Point, who's been quietly doing okay. Probably, they're probably my top side Toronto one. Yeah. So Florida, Tampa power plays, Toronto one, I guess.
Yep. I like all those for sure. I'm willing to go right back to low-owned GPP. Give me that Ottawa 1 power play as well. Right back to Drake. Brady Tkachuk's just throwing so many shots.
Yeah, I love that kid. I like
Brady, Drake, Stetzel, Shabbat, any of those four guys, or Stutzel, I'm sorry. Any of those four guys I really like his little super low-owned Ottawa stack. I like both sides of this Pittsburgh game again. Pittsburgh won with Rust and Malkin and Gensel. You could play, really, there's six Pittsburgh guys I like because I like those three. I like Letang, I like McCann and Kapanen. And then I freaking love this Philly one line, JVR, Farabee, and Couturier. I love that as a GPP stack tonight. I do like Farabee and Cash as well if you end up in that 6K range, but especially GPP stack. And then, yeah, all the lines you mentioned, I absolutely like as well. And Carolina power play one, too. I think, Trocheck's been phenomenal this year. I really like that line as well.
So, since I like Svechnikov so much, to me, he's a lock tonight. Does that mean, because I don't have trust in Turbo yet, does that mean you play him with an Aho? Or, as I think you should lock him with somebody, because I'm sitting here making a lineup during our podcast, or is he safer with a Dougie Hamilton? Probably. Aho just really, really just frustrates me, and I can never get him right. But he's, the last two games, 23 DK and 11 DK. So I'm trying going back and forth between Aho and Pettersson are both about the same price. Pettersson's obviously been playing better. So I just feel like I want a piece of that Carolina. I think you need more Svechnikov. So I guess Dougie would be the next bet and put Dougie in utility or defense, right?
Depends. I mean, none of them have not. I mean, even Trocheck's in play. They're all having decent seasons. So the issue is, can you get it right? If you are that high of Svek, which I think he's, by the way, he plays his brother tonight too. So I believe that's the first time probably that they play against each other.
I think it is in NHL, right?
Yeah, I believe so. So that's a little fun narrative as well. And to clarify, you can play him naked. I know you're big on stacking with somebody. You don't have to in cash. But if you want to, probably Dougie, but 6-8 is pretty
6'8" is a lot. And I'm saying I want a piece of that 3-9 implied. And I just don't think, I don't know if one is, only one player is enough for me. I don't know. Got to look up, but just some ideas. I'm not an a-hole guy. I won't play him tonight, and then he'll go off for 25 DK. I just think EP is a safer play. Most of these teams up there with implies 3-3 or above all have like problems DFS-wise, where I don't like their lines or their scoring comes from all over the place beside Toronto. And we know what we're getting from Matthews, and which I'll probably have Nylander today. I think Nylander is playing. And Nylander is a good player. We've picked on him a lot in his podcast, and we put him down. And he said, you know, been in a slump and stuff. But I think Nylander is finally coming out of it. So that's why I like JT a little bit tonight, too. I mean, I was saying sit Matthews, but I like JT tonight, too, because I think they're finally waking up here, that line. That line wakes up. Those guys are really unbeatable.
And Nylander has – he had a stretch of nine of 10 games in which he had – 2 points over 9 of 10 games. So despite that, he actually still has 20 points on the year. So that tells you how good when he is going, he's going. And right now he's going. So despite what on paper has been a dreadful year, he still is almost a point per game. So yeah, I like Nylander a lot at 5-1, a top six role here.
Oh, and no wonder I've been getting some prices wrong. I've been looking at FanDuel for the last 10 minutes as we're talking. So, somebody's price has jumped out. I'm like, huh? And I don't know what says FanDuel. So, but yeah, I think it's kind of a good slate. It's a fun slate. It's there's not a bunch of must haves beside Matthews, really. So it could be a lot spread out tonight. I think tonight this is gonna be a goalie night. It's gonna be keys figuring out that damn goalie.
Yep, I agree. It's gonna be very, very important. So. Goalie and kind of figuring out what you're doing with defense, and you're gonna have to get a little lucky at defense today, I think. This will be a fun one.
Yep, this is gonna be a lot. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go all the way down to a D juice. I may end up, you know, two guys in the mid fours or mid threes. So, but we still got a few hours. I think we gave everybody enough to chew on for a while.
Yep. So top plays article will be posted actually now. Cheat Sheet will be live shortly as well and updated a final time closer to 6, as always, so we can get some, you know, goalie confirmations and, you know, some like Teravainen and official news, stuff like that, hopefully. So check back for that final update. NHL is a sport you can build now, though, and lock it in. But again, I do suggest checking back closer to lock just to make sure that, you know, who you think is starting is there, and that, you know, lines don't get shuffled on us or anything like that. So, all right, with all that being said, good luck, and we'll catch you next time.
All right, good luck, guys.